Congestion pricing is one step closer to being a reality in New York City. The MTA today gave its final approval of its plan to toll drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street, and it brings to fruition a dream pursued by transit advocates for decades, literally decades. The $15 toll could be enforced starting in June if it survives multiple lawsuits that have been brought against it, including from neighboring New Jersey. WNYC Stephen Nesson joins us now to give us the details of this occasion. Stephen, I think it's fair to say this has been a pretty glacial process, right? It's something city officials have been trying and failing to implement since the 70s. Former Mayor John Lindsay couldn't get a version of it passed. Neither could Michael Bloomberg. So, come on, is this really it?
Well, today really did cap what we'll say in the recent era, a five-year-long process. Okay. It has gone back many, many years. But remember, this plan was passed by the state back in 2019 in response to the Summer of Hell, which was 2 years before that. Basically, they determined the subway needed repairs, the MTA needed money, and this was how they were going to do it. You know, just to review, in the recent era, there have been dozens of public hearings about this. The MTA wrote a 3,000-page environmental assessment of the program, analyzing dozens of counties and the impact on virtually every street in the region. And the group in charge of coming up with the toll structure also spent months devising the fees. Today is the sort of cap to all of that. And just to review, or just to remind listeners, you know, the fee structure is designed to create, to generate $1 billion a year for the MTA for those transit improvements. They're going to do that by charging most vehicles $15 a day to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. There's a discount at night, 75%. And there will be a higher rate for trucks and other larger vehicles from $24 and $36. And basically, the result of this is to reduce traffic by 20% in the toll zone, which, you know, really could actually make driving faster for those who do pay the fee.
Okay, paint the picture for us. What was the scene like for this momentous occasion?
You know, this was not ordinary run-of-the-mill MTA board business today. Okay. First of all, there were barricades out front. You know, only people with an ID could enter. They did allow a few public speakers, but there was heavy security today. Mm. No signs were allowed to be brought into the meeting room today. And, you know, basically inside the boardroom itself, it was ringed with about a dozen officers. And even still, with all of this security and everything, before the final vote, members of the Taxi Workers Alliance started chanting "No third tax," because yellow cabs, as you know, already pay two fees to the MTA, two congestion fees. And this will now be a third, although it will be passed on to passengers. But here is board member Neil Zuckerman on the import of today's final vote.
And my hope is we are the first in the nation, but not the last. I expect the story, actually, the interesting story will be what cities are going to come next. Who's going to think, well, that makes a lot of sense. They've made it work. So I'm proud that we're going to vote for this. I'm proud that we're going to make this innovation. It's taken a heck of a long time.
Stephen, we know that the MTA has been working out who would be exempted from paying those tolls. You and I have spent a lot of time talking about motorcycles in particular for my own benefit here. Meanwhile, Mayor Adams has distanced himself from the program, saying that he would like to see an unspecified different version. So should we expect any late-breaking changes here?
Not really. There were a few sort of clarification to the exemptions that have already been laid out. But basically, school buses now and some municipal vehicles, about 5,000 of them, would not have to pay the toll. And these are mostly vehicles that need to transport heavy tools or equipment, tree-cutting equipment, paving equipment. Some, for example, ACS workers that need to investigate a case, or, say, a building inspector or a city planner going to a work site.
When can we expect these toll readers to be switched on?
They're expecting mid-June, but there are lawsuits, of course. Governor Phil Murphy from the great state of New Jersey says the fight is far from over. He calls this a blatant cash grab, an attempt to balance the MTA's budget on the back of New Jersey drivers. There's a big hearing next week in the New Jersey lawsuit, so we may get a hint at how the federal judge in Newark is leaning and whether there is a chance of delay. You know, the uncertainty really has already resulted in a pause on some aspects of the MTA's capital plan. They were expecting this to go into effect in June, but if they can't, you know, they're not going to start writing out contracts for elevator work, signal repairs, things like that. You know, they do warn, though, if that work doesn't happen, we could slide back to the Summer of Hell days, which, remember, is the whole sort of genesis of the recent congestion pricing when the idea gained momentum in the first place.
That's WNYC Stephen Nesson. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sean.
We'll have much more from Stephen tomorrow on All Things Considered for our weekly On the Way segment highlighting the biggest transit stories of the week. So stay tuned for that.